It's Monday, January 20, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vidbian. Police are investigating the theft of diamonds worth about $1 billion from Namib Desert Diamonds as an inside job. According to One Africa TV journalist Envalde Matias, Deputy Inspector General Elias Mutota confirmed that one of the detained suspects is a security officer at Namdia. Authorities also believe there may be additional suspects. Namdia PRO Beverly Kusamont.
As this is an ongoing investigation, we encourage everyone with information that could assist in the capture of the two remaining suspects to come forward and contact the Namibian police immediately. Namdia remains steadfast in its commitment to safeguarding our staff and operations. We're working closely with law enforcement to ensure that this unfortunate incident receives all the necessary required resources to resolve the case.
Watch News on One on OneAfrica.tv for free, or GoTV Channel 84 or DSTV Channel 284 weeknights at 7. FNB Namibia has donated $450,000 to support flood victims in Windhoek, aiding in the rebuilding of sanitation facilities. The bank's communications manager, Kirsty Watermeyer, says the funds will also be used for training locals on maintenance for sustainability.
FNB Namibia, through its corporate social responsibility arm, the First Rand Namibia Foundation, partnered with the City of Windhoek's response team to provide sanitation facilities to households in the Havana and Ochimuse areas. And our swift response is part of our ongoing commitment to Namibia's development, and we'll continue supporting our communities in times of need.
The Education Ministry's Director Edda Bon addressed concerns over top-performing students being related to senior staff, confirming their strong academic history. In a statement, she reassured the public that national examinations were conducted with strict rules, with audits ensuring transparency.
The Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture, as a public office within the government of the Republic of Namibia, also wishes to inform the nation that it does not condone any form of corruption or any corruption at all or irregularities within its operations. Therefore, the ministry is open to any investigation deemed necessary by this author.
To South Africa now, where the Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority has launched investigations into allegations of some security providers who are engaging in criminal activities across the country. Spokesperson Aswi Faneli Chisi Kamulilo says two incidents were reported in the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal of security officers involved in extortion activities, and other companies are practicing that nationwide.
SIRA is working to ensure that those responsible are held accountable. Any security companies or individuals found to have violated the SIRA Act or contributed to these criminal acts will face strict regulatory measures, including suspension or deregistration upon conclusion of the investigations.
To the U.S. now, where President-elect Donald J. Trump is expected to begin his second term with a bang by signing a flurry of executive orders once he takes office today. Three of the richest men in the world, foreign dignitaries and former presidents, will attend the inauguration ceremony, which has been moved indoors because of the cold weather in Washington. That is from where our correspondent Benji Haya reports.
Yet there's now a sense of confusion amongst members of the public over where to congregate, with the president-elect suggesting a watch-along party and parade be hosted at a nearby arena, where he's also throwing a rally on Sunday. The last time the rotunda was used for an inauguration was for Ronald Reagan 40 years ago, but Donald Trump is known for breaking with convention. His first term was unpredictable, often unprecedented, and this is a sign it could be much the same again. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.